Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. As you know, last week's show was originally broadcast on March 15th, 2009, and was played because my wife and I had the pleasure of attending the second annual Durango Ragtime and Early Jazz Festival in Durango, Colorado. We had a great time enjoying lots of ragtime and music of various other genres, good friends, old and new, abundant delicious food, plenty of adult beverages, and charming and comfortable accommodations. Adam Swanson, founder and musical director, did a fantastic job putting the festival together with the help from everyone at the historic Strader Hotel, and we're looking forward to attending again next year. So this evening's show is going to be a sort of recap of the event, made up of a melange of records chosen because they have some connection to the festival. And here to get us started is Earl Burtnett and his orchestra.
That means we're on our way. All aboard, boy, I'm feeling swell. This is my happy day. Paddle wheel, you're mighty, mighty slow. That's why I keep on shouting, let her go.
Roll on, you Mississippi, roll on. Come on, you lazy steamer, quit your stalling and move along. Clear the river, here we come. Watch her smoke, boy, hear that engine humming, Molly. Take a look at that shore with the folks I adore. There's a spot round that bend. That's my home, my journey's end.
Come on, you old man river, come on.
Roll on, you Mississippi, roll. New Orleans, hello, bye-bye. New Orleans, getting long, going strong. Baton Rouge, so long. Say, Captain, tell me what's the next big town we'll see. I'm so excited, I'm as happy as can be, oh. Roll on, you Mississippi, roll on. Come on, you lazy steamer, move on. Dum pa dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum. Clear that river, here we come. Watch her smoke, boy, hear that hum. Dum da 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 da. There's a spot round that bend. My home, my journey's end.
Here we come.
Dog on, you old man river, come on. Move on, you lazy steamer, move on. Roll on, you Mississippi, roll on. You Mississippi, roll on.
Thank you. me and my shadow, all alone and feeling blue.
Relative newcomer to the ragtime community is Domingo Mancuello, making his first public appearance at the 2013 World Championship Old Time Piano Playing Contest. He placed an impressive fourth. Along with Frank Lavolsi and Lacey Black, he was one of the session musicians for the festival, but at the after parties he belted out some vocals, among them the last two songs in that set. We heard duo pianists Victor Arden and Phil Oman, with Frank Luther providing the vocal on The Cop on the Beat, The Man in the Moon, and Me, from October 27, 1932. It was written by J.P. Murray, Al Goodhart, and Al Hoffman, and you can hear Domingo himself perform it by doing a search on YouTube. We finished the set with The Rangers, a Sam Lennon pseudonym, and Me and My Shadow from around May 23, 1927. The vocalist is unidentified, but certainly has nothing on Domingo, and Me and My Shadow was written by Dave Dreyer, Billy Rose, and Al Jolson. On Friday afternoon, Frederick Hodges did a fantastic accompaniment to Buster Keaton's silent film, The General, and Adam Swanson and Frederick Hodges performed a number of piano duets over the weekend, and you heard two of the songs they played. We started off with Earl Burtnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra and Stay Out of the South, with a vocal by the Biltmore Trio in March of 1928. Harold Dixon wrote Stay Out of the South. And that was followed by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with the Boswell Sisters and Roll On, Mississippi, Roll On, from April 23, 1931. Roll On, Mississippi was written by Eugene West, James McCaffrey, and Dave Ringel. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. The master of ceremonies for the second annual Durango Ragtime Festival was Todd Robbins, who is a performer based in New York and is described as a specialist in arcane forms of popular entertainment, offbeat amusements, and intriguing deceptions. You can find out much more about Todd at his website, toddrobbins.com. In addition to announcing the musicians, performing sleight of hand, and generally being amusing, Todd gave a serious presentation on Saturday morning having to do with how some vintage songs got their titles, and sharing stories about composers and artists. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records based on Todd's talk.
She may be weary, women do get weary, wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she might never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental, she has her grief and care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it, women don't forget it, love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tender now. In the hustle of today, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much. A smile, a word, a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes, and a hero he can always be if he'll just realize. She has her grief and cares, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Thank you.
Well, that record didn't really have anything to do with Todd Robbins' talk at the Ragtime Festival. That was Joseph Samuels and his orchestra in February of 1922 with Colorado and You. And I played it because, well, the festival was held in Colorado. Colorado and You was written by Carson Robison and Charles L. Johnson. One of the stories Todd Robbins did tell involved Harry M. Woods, who was reportedly an explosive alcoholic. The story goes that after drinking heavily in a nightclub, Woods got into a fight with a man and had him pinned to the floor and was beating him up pretty good. The police arrived and arrested Woods and took him away. When a woman entered the club and asked who was that horrible man, a friend of Woods, who was still seated at the bar, said, "That's Harry Woods. He wrote, 'Try a Little Tenderness.'" Well, we started that set with Try a Little Tenderness, performed there by Charlie Palloy. After his talk, I was able to relate a story to Todd, which he had not heard. Composer George Meyer was having lunch with music publisher Henry Watterson at the Friars Club. After lunch, the pair was riding in one of Watterson's 6 limousines to go to the track to see one of Watterson's horses race. Meyer remarked that he would like to have such a fine automobile, and when asked why, he replied, "I want it for me and my gal." Watterson promised that if Meyer brought him a hit song, he'd give him a car. Meyer turned that into a goal and teamed up with Edgar Leslie and Ray Getz, and the result was For Me and My Gal, which we heard performed there by the 6 Brown Brothers on May 19, 1917. For Me and My Gal turned out to be a hit, and Watterson made good on his promise of the car. We also heard Paul Whiteman's debut hit, Whispering, written by John Schonberger. It was originally known simply as Johnny's Tune. The band recorded it twice on August 9, 1920, 4 times on August 19th, and it wasn't until the 10th take on August 23rd that they had their hit. The man responsible for putting that slide whistle solo in the arrangement was Ferdy Graffay, but the man playing the slide whistle was Victor House drummer Warren Luce, whose discographical credits, as Todd Robbins pointed out, are limited to a few entries for slide whistle and one for playing traps in the Orquesta Internacional on a 1922 recording of Mis Tristezas.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
One of the headliners at the Durango Ragtime Festival isn't known for playing ragtime, but he is certainly known for playing boogie-woogie. His name is Bob Seeley, S-E-E-L-E-Y, and at 85 years of age, he's still the world's foremost practitioner of the genre, and is on a personal mission to bring it back to its position during World War II as America's most popular style of music. A personal friend of UB Blake and Meade Lux Lewis, when Bob got going on the piano, his left hand would move so fast, it was just a blur. You can find out much more about Bob Seeley at his website, boogiebob.com. And to commemorate Bob Seeley's participation in the festival, here are a couple of boogie-woogie tunes, beginning with Albert Ammons.
Thank you. I'll pick it, Hot Waffle. Lid lift, split, lid.
One of my favorite ragtime pianists and one of my favorite people is Max Keenlyside. Max is from Canada and endured quite a lot to get to Durango, but we were certainly glad he made it. Max is actually from Prince Edward Island, but I couldn't find any records having to do with PEI, so I hope he doesn't mind that I played Hello Montreal by the Harmonians from 1927. The vocalist was Irving Kaufman. I love your ragtime rendition of O Canada, Max, but maybe you can add Hello Montreal to your repertoire. Before the Harmonians, it was Grant Moore and his New Orleans Black Devils, a territory band based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Mama Don't Allow No Music Playing Here, from May 6, 1931. Energetic as that performance is, it doesn't even come close to the level of Bob Seeley's impromptu version at the festival. We started off with one of the big three of Boogie Woogie, Albert Ammons, the others being Mead Lux Lewis and Pete Johnson, and Boogie Woogie Stomp from February 13, 1936. Ammons was one of the first to successfully combine Boogie Woogie with a band, and that was Albert Ammons and his Rhythm Kings. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Mary Carlisle played Vicki Clark in the 1937 Bing Crosby picture Double or Nothing, one of three Crosby pictures she appeared in, as well as a number of others. Now 100 years old, she's still with us, and just a couple of months ago, Adam Swanson had the pleasure of meeting her and playing songs from those movies for her in her North Hollywood home, and he's posted a video on YouTube, which I encourage you to check out. Here are a couple of songs from those movies.
Darkness, you suddenly appeared. You smiled and I was taken by surprise. I guess I should have seen right through you, but the moon got in my eyes. I was so thrilled by the love you volunteered. I gave my heart without a compromise. I guess you don't remember, do you, when the moon got in my eyes. I thought the kingdom was in sight that I would have the right to claim. But with the morning's early light, I didn't have a dream to my name. You know the saying that all who love are blind, it seems that ancient adage still applies. I guess I should have seen right through you, but the moon got in my eyes.
The start, things began to happen to my hungry heart. You have me spellbound, bewildered by your charms. Heaven or hell bound, I must be in your arms. Tell me, am I only moonstruck, or is this really love? Each time you kiss me, you thrill me to the skies. Why should such bliss be so hard to analyze? Tell me, am I only moonstruck? Or is this really love? What is this thing that attracts me, distracts me, just like a mysterious game? What is this strange new flame I cannot seem to name? Though I endeavor, I just can't see the light. Will it last forever, or only for tonight? Tell me, am I only moonstruck? Or is this really love? Attracts me, distracts me, just like a mysterious game. What is this strange new flame I cannot seem to name? Though I endeavor, I just can't see the light. Will it last forever, or only for tonight? Tell me, am I only moonstruck, or is this really
thank you.
That was Ike Ragon and his orchestra, a territory band from Arkansas, and Slap That Bass, written by George and Ira Gershwin and recorded in Hot Springs, Arkansas, on March 14, 1937. So what does Slap That Bass have to do with the Durango Ragtime Festival? Well, one of the other headliners for the weekend was Bill Edwards, better known as Professor Bill Edwards. Bill is a professional purveyor of pianistic pyrotechnics, as well as an extremely knowledgeable music historian. But until Durango, I didn't know that he also plays the bass. And I think he played it more than piano over the weekend. I had not met Bill before, but it was a great pleasure to do so. You can find out all about Professor Bill Edwards at his website, ProfessorBill.com. Before Ike Ragon, it was Bing Crosby with Moonstruck from his 1933 picture, College Humor. And we started off with another one of the songs which Adam Swanson was able to play earlier this year for Mary Carlisle, The Moon Got in My Eyes. That was Hal Kemp and his orchestra with the vocal by Bob Allen on July 7, 1937. The Moon Got in My Eyes was written by Johnny Burke, who also brought us Pennies from Heaven, and he was Crosby's chief lyricist for nearly 20 years.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
I don't often play contemporary recordings. This is, after all, a vintage music program. But in the case of the other headliner at this year's Durango Ragtime Festival, I will make an enthusiastic exception. I'm referring to drummer Danny Coutts. There's much more of a connection to the show than you might think, because Danny's great uncle is J. Fred Coutts, whose compositions, including Love Letters in the Sand, There's Too Many Eyes, I Still Get a Thrill, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town, are often heard on the show. But Danny is a fantastic Grammy-winning musician in his own right, and for reasons I won't go into here, one of the finest human beings it has ever been my honor to meet. He's been playing the drums since 1964, when he was 6 years old, and has played in more than 90 countries and on more than 70 recordings, including several recent CDs on the Rivermont Records label. I just happen to have one here, imagine that. This is a duet with Adam Swanson and Danny playing J. Fred Coutts' Here Comes My Ball and Chain.
Thank you.
Adam Swanson on piano and Danny Coots on drums with Danny's great uncle's composition, Here Comes My Ball and Chain. That's from the Rivermont CD I Love a Piano, which also includes Ian Whitcomb, who was at the first Durango Ragtime Festival. There are two other Rivermont CDs featuring Danny Coots, one with Brian Holland, and one with Brian and Martin Spitznagel. And I urge you to check them out, along with all the other fine vintage and contemporary recordings at rivermontrecords.com. Do it. Do it now. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope to see you at next year's Durango Ragtime and Early Jazz Festival and or the West Coast Ragtime Festival in Sacramento. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.